turned water into wine and healed people. So they must have been beginning to get a sense of what he could do. And yet they're completely thrown by Jesus' suggestion that they could do something to feed the crowd. And their response goes something like, "Are you absolutely mad? It would cost a fortune to feed all these people." And they do a quick look round, and all they can rustle up are 5 little loaves of bread and 2 fish, a young boy's packed lunch, basically. And surely that won't be enough. But I think Jesus wants to teach his disciples and us what to expect when we follow him. And sometimes we need to expect to be challenged. He challenges us. Notice he doesn't tell his disciples in advance what he's going to do. They just have to follow his instructions and trust him. Jesus tells the disciples to make everyone sit down in groups. And then he takes the loaves and the fish, he gives thanks to God, and then he asks the disciples to distribute them. And then there is more food than they can eat. But notice that they had to do what Jesus said first and have faith and trust him before then the miracle happened. And that's what he asks of all of us, to trust him. And as we seek to follow Jesus, as Alea and Olivia, we hope, grow up to follow Jesus, we have to expect those times when we might find it challenging, especially perhaps when we don't know exactly what God has planned or what he's playing at. And believe me, sometimes even the vicar wonders that. And all we can do is trust in his love for us and keep following his instructions. And then when we do, he can bring about amazing things. I love the way that Jesus involves the disciples in the miracle, not just teaching them to have faith in him when perhaps they can't see how things are going to work out, but also by making them and the young boy part of his miracle. Jesus teaches us to expect that God wants to use us and that he wants to work through us to bless others. So as we follow Jesus, we have to expect that we will be a blessing to other people as God reaches out to his world to help others through us as we help them know that he cares for them. Now, we might not think that we are particularly special, that we're not skilled enough, that we're not holy enough, but as we seek to follow Jesus, we learn to expect that God can use us no matter who we are. The disciples were just a bunch of ordinary blokes. The boy was a young and insignificant person, and he brought a small meal of the most basic sort of food. Nothing grand, nothing fancy. And yet Jesus was able to take that meager meal and supersize it beyond everyone's wildest dreams. So we might not think that we have much to offer God, but don't believe it. God sees things often differently to us. He has his own maths. So when you become a follower of Jesus, expect weird maths. What do I mean by that? Well, in God's maths, 5 + 2 = 12. How is that? If you are listening or watching carefully, how does 5 + 2 = 12? Anyone watching the video and listening to the reading carefully? Where do we get 12 from? Any guesses? They had 12 baskets of food left over. So 5 loaves and 2 fish in God's maths make 12 full baskets of food still at the end of the picnic. Whoever we are, when we follow Jesus, if we're willing to offer him just the small things we have, our time, our skills, whatever skills we have, the material possessions and resources we have, we can expect him to use them in more ways than we can imagine or calculate, and to use us in amazing ways to bless others. So in telling us about this incredible picnic, John shows how Jesus teaches us about God's love for us, about what it means to put our faith and our trust in him, even when that's challenging, and that he wants to work with us and through us to bless others, and that he can take the small things that we offer and make them big, and take the little that we feel that we have to offer and make it so much more. And I think those are great things to expect for ourselves and also for Alea and Olivia as we all seek to follow Jesus. Amen.